Good. So tell me about the photograph that you have here as well. That's of your wedding, you said?
That's my wedding. And my dad, where's the postal box? I think it's behind there. Great big post box.
Mm-hmm.
With his name on it.
Mm-hmm. And this was about what year?
1959.
And so you have lots of family there mostly?
Yes, and Linda's there. Linda's a frog over there. And your mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents. My grandmother and the whole family. Your mom and dad should be in there too, right?
Were they mostly locally, living locally at the time?
No, my mom and dad and myself was the only ones. And then, of course, my brother and them were still living with me there. But Lynn and them lived in Surrey.
Oh, it's a beautiful photograph. That must be you there, I guess.
Yes, amateur photograph. It's still colors there, right?
So I wonder if you have any other sorts of general memories of life in Burnaby than in those first 15 or so years that you lived there. I mean, do you have good memories in general, or was it a good
in
place?
In general,
good
yeah.
Place to
oh,
be,
yeah,
more or less?
Yeah. Burnaby is a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get around anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you found the people quite pleasant?
Yeah, in Burnaby they are.
Other than maybe your neighbors who might have been
growing
something they shouldn't next door.
But the neighbors were great. And then a lot of them, you know, these older folks, when we moved over, a lot of them had, you know, Ukrainian or, mm-hmm. you know, German people. They're all around there and they spoke more their language than English.
So you did find it somewhat multicultural in that corner.
Yeah, because our neighbor, they were from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, really?
And she used to bring their bun mm-hmm. over. She bakes every day, and it smells so good, and it's nice. She used to, you know, supply with one of those long bread.
Mm-hmm.
Every day she's baking.
Mm.
She gives it away.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
And then when you go back to the neighborhood today, and I mean, you're not far from it now, does it still seem like the old neighborhood, or has it changed an awful lot?
Yes. The house that we had built is now two houses there.
Mm.
And same with when my mother passed away, we sold it in about a week's time. They started building, and they were, you know, two lots too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of changes in that block.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly all, most of them are divided. There's only down there about a couple of months ago, sort of drove around there. There's only a few homes that are still sitting on the double lot.
But it's still residential, though.
Residential,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Then I guess the houses are a couple of stories up, maybe.
Yeah. I know. I just fought with the city of Burnaby, when they changed the electric line, right in the middle of and I said, that's not fair. I've been living there for so many years. How come? Can't you move it a little bit more to the side so I won't lose a, you know, just in front of the living room area.
Mm-hmm.
And rock my view a bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the sign of the times.
He says, no, there's nothing you could do. You could argue all you like, but we can't do anything.
Mm. Mm. Well, speaking of electricity, too, I'm wondering if there was, growing up, if you had a radio at home when you're and
yeah.
television, was that?
Television, yes, because we were. It came in black and white yet, I think. No? Yeah, black and white. Oh, and then the color came in.
And do you remember anything that came over radio or television that caught your fancy?
Well,
your favorite shows?
Ben Casey.
Ben Casey. Don't know Ben Casey.
Yeah, that's a doctor's program.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Dr. Kildare.
Dr. Kildare.
All those things. We used to, and then Paid in Place.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a party every night. Oh, the Paid in Place is going to come over to my place or your place.
Hmm. And music? Was there popular music that
Yeah, well, the
you've got?
rock and roll came into being,
Mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, used to go to a
Do you
lot of rock and roll.
remember any groups or music in particular?
No, well, most of them you remember a lot of, you know.
Do you remember the Beatles?
Beatles and
Big?
yeah.
Were you old enough to be an Elvis?
Oh yeah,
Elvis coming in?
oh yeah, we were Elvis crazy. Even my brother at the time was only about, I guess about 16 or so. They got him free, they crashed into.
Got into what free?
Jumped over the fence or something, and they went in and they were able to see Elvis at Hastings.
Oh, in person?
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Out of the Coliseum.
Was it Coliseum over there? Yeah.
Well,
they
that would
got,
have been
I don't know how
exciting.
They got in.
Yeah, I would have thought security
well,
would
they
have been
would,
really tight.
They would, oh, I don't think that's so at that time. Not as tight as they
really?
Are now.
Hmm.
No.
Were they growing sideburns?
Sideburns.
Longer
oh,
hair?
God, the way they started to grow their hair. I used to get annoyed at my brother. I said, oh, you look like a gangster.
Really? Were there any gangsters around?
No. There was a group of, what? Then the bikers came in, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
With bikers in Burnaby.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the bikers in Burnaby.
Well, there was one of our neighbor was on Dominion Street. Motorcycle gang,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he belonged there. But they were nice people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They just liked having motorcycles.
Yeah, motorcycle. But I don't know whether they were also into drugs or not.
Was it the same place that had the police interest?
No, they didn't. They didn't. I don't know whether they did or not. They could have.
Mm-hmm.
Which I, you know, because some of them are kept quiet, right? You don't say much about it.
How about your own fashions in the 60s? I've had people tell me that, you know, going to high school in the 60s, they'd sort of roll
Bobby,
their skirts
Bob,
up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. Bobby socks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We used to do crinoline.
The big poofy skirts?
Yeah. That was when I was living in Burnaby at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Used to work around for the felted skirt, you know, the felt.
And did the hemlines get shorter as the 60s went on?
Yeah. Knee highs. Mini skirt.
Mm-hmm. Was there much of a, I don't know, sort of a youth scene in Burnaby? Were young people sort of...
Well, they were into things, but
reason?
they weren't really that bad,
mm-hmm.
our group, you know. They were
You'd have your dances.
Dances and mostly, you know, get drunk.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My husband used to get drunk. But when he found out he was diabetic, he just quit like
ooh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to quit. Well, I'll let you have the last word here, if you like, about maybe your experiences in Burnaby. Was it a good decision by your
it
dad?
It was the
to,
best decision. It's so relaxing. I could, like, over here now, you know, SkyTrain's right here, and I could still walk up to Brentwood, and Savon is right across.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then medically speaking, you get handy-dart, and, you know, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, if you go outside of Burnaby, you might have to hassle with them at times to taking them around.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really convenient. The bus lines and everything is really convenient.
More convenient than when you
yeah.
were younger.
Oh, maybe. Yes, because that Metrotown bus runs every 8 minutes or so
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, even to hop on the cab and go to Metrotown. Mind you, I don't like to go to Metrotown now.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a
That's
big,
why I'll
it's
be happy
big.
When this Brentwood, you know, mall goes up.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot at Brentwood Mall, most of the things.
Sounds like when it first went in, it sort of caught your attention as well.
Yeah.
The new exciting shopping mall.
Shopping mall.
Well, thanks very much, Chick,
oh,
for sharing
welcome.
your memories of Burnaby in the 50s and 60s with us.
Hip-hop days.